Oh, you call that Dusty Miller? Mm-hmm. I guess what I did.
No, it's fine.
It's all right.
Pulled it out of the bag.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't bother that set.
That puts me in the mind of another Glenn Smith thing.
What?
You play good with that Pretty Little Indian.
Yes, there sir. Is.
What?
That is a hard tune for everybody. We can try it.
What key?
Same.
A.
G to F, same. A to F. A to G, whatever it is.
Let me and him tie into it here a little bit, and then you listen to it, and then the second part you come in on.
All right. I may not be able to follow it, but I'll try it.
Thank you.
I mean, it just sounded like Greasy Coat.
I never put the two of them together.
I was just kind of playing Greasy Coat, and it was fitting in there.
Just lay the leather right on, Dwight. You're doing good. We'll get some gravy in there.
You have to remember that last
morning. You will do good.
That last chord is an E instead of a G, right?
No. We'll get some of my gravy in that beard in the morning. He will do good. Do a little tune here called Pretty Little Indian. Do a tune called Pretty Little Indian. Man, low glow. He said one time he was playing for a square dance. He'd weigh about 350 pounds. He said he was fiddling for a square dance and said it had beans for supper and said he thought he could lean way over like this and let a big fart. And he said they're used to him running a long bow. Said he leaned way over. He said everybody quit and he said it roared in the house for 3 minutes.
What do you think of that one, Larry?
I think it sounded pretty good. It sort of broke up at the end when you were trying to give him a hint. But you listen to the end, see if you like it.
Yeah.
expect it out of me. They look for that.
All right.
Right. Don't you, Jerry?
I'll go with that.
I'll tell you one thing. Right there is a tune, believe it or not. If they see that on there, it'll come as near as selling a tape as any tune on there. Mm-hmm. I played that in the contest at Galax, Virginia, me and Daryl. And the next day, I couldn't do nothing only than bring it out. What was that tune you played last night? I never heard it before. And would you record it for me? On.
You get it from Ward Jarvis?
Hmm?
You get it from Ward Jarvis, or?
No. I played that thing for years. I don't even know where I did get that tune from.
Well, the greasy coat, the way I play the greasy
coat. Greasy coat or greasy string?
Greasy coat, the Hammond string.
Well, there's a tune called Greasy String.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Do you play it?
No, I never did learn it.
Minnie Hammond just sing that greasy string.
I figured it was probably dirty socks.
What did my mama say to me? What did my mama say to me when I come home with a big belly?
Get in D there. I ever heard. Ernie.
Yeah, if I can just find the chord. Yeah, it's a good version. It's not an E, it's not a G. What? Maybe that's it. Mm-hmm. Try it a little more then. sound like all of them don't work. Or something. Do that third part one more time, Glenn. We'll get it. We could try it now.
Yeah. I don't know it.
It's a good version.
Yeah. Well, tell you what, Dwight. I've got this prostate trouble. And it takes me about 3 or 4 minutes to get ready. Piss. I get a little truck and hose out of tank. The contest. And, you know, back 30 years ago, if, you know, mine had a, I had a head of hair back then. If you didn't have lots of wild root cream oil on it, you wasn't doing no good. Old Otis standing in front of me and headed like this and that bow down like this. I do like this in my hair. I take the end of that bow down and rub it, you know, way down. Otis went out there and stuck it. Stuck his chin out down the band. He was going to cut loose on something, and he'd give it a little skip. Didn't take a hope. He just run right on up here to the heel, and he hit it all. So, I did that last. I told him about 20 years later after what I did. That's why he said, if I'd have known that night, he said, it killed you. I'll tell you what, I've had things happen at that fiddler's convention that would tickle a dog. Old Big Arliss Rippey come in there one night. He got down drunk. He weighed about 250 pounds, just a giant of a man, sawmill man, you know. He got drunk behind this big Oldsmobile, you know. Woman got ready to leave. She backed across him. Someone hollered at her, oh, you've run over a man, and she put her in forward gear. Arliss said she didn't wake him up when she went back, when she went back over, but she spinned him when she got forward. And everybody, now he was sawing for Fuzzy McKnight. Well, the next morning, Fuzzy went that night after he heard what happened to Arliss, made arrangements to get another sawyer. He said as they passed passed Arliss's place with the work bus, he said Arliss was standing out there on the road with his lunch bucket and he'd been run over on Saturday night. You know. And he said, are you able to go to work? Why, yes. He said, went on, took him to work. About the only difference he could tell in his sawing, said he seemed a little stiff when he reached down to get a drink of liquor.
You know any good ones on Old Man Cooley, Glenn? You know any good ones on them Cooleys?
Nothing on that brother of his, the one I told you to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer all the time to old Rudolph. He'd keep him so nervous. I sawed for Calvin Edwards down in North Carolina, and he had the Cooley brothers down in there. They contracted taking out the timber. Old Big Frank, did you ever see him?
I know.
He's a great big guy.
Rudolph.
He's younger than Rudolph. Yeah. And Rudolph and some of them were cutting, and Frank had this big bulldozer skidding timber. And all day long, he'd sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. His brother Rudolph, you know. Get him so nervous and so mad, you hear him, they'd just tear ass at each other.
You know they've got that big mill in Sutton now, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Near Sutton. Rudolph, I don't know, how old is he? He's pretty old.
Rudolph would be in his early 70s,
wouldn't he? The bag of juice is always dripping.
He'd be in his early 70s. He'd be in his middle 70s, wouldn't he?
At least, I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah, that Frank just aggravated him to death. Get him so nervous he couldn't stand it singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That is his brother, Rudolph, you know. He owned the outfit.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty good fellas as far as, you know.
Talking about big men. I was sawing down there in Wythe County one time. Old Sherman Phelps, he was working at the mill. Me, a guy about the size of Dwight. They got to talking about people being stout. And there's a family of Tates lived out there in the mountains around Fancy Gap. Back in the Depression, Sherman's told me, said, back in the Depression, they had a little place over there, about 20 miles from Fancy Gap, about 15 miles from Fancy Gap over the hill. There was a little place over there that would buy corn in the Depression, you know, they'd buy corn. And there's a little chair factory over there, let you take chairs out and bottom them for so much a piece, you know, white oak splits. He told me, said he was going along out there with Doc Branscombe's one cold day in March, said he was spitting snow, and said he met one of them Tate boys with 6 bushel of corn on his back and a set of chairs and a playing a juice harp going the hill. I'd have fell down on the ground. They are big men, knowing the big stout guy. Yeah, said he met that Tate boy, said he had 6 bushel of corn on his back and a set of chairs and playing a juice harp going the hill.
There was a guy in Braxton County who make chairs and take a whole backload of them and walk around the country selling them. They call them chair back. Everybody knows who he was. And
they're my chairs I make.
You make these?
They won't break down.
Yeah.
I made me a little machine to cut the tine on them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first set I made. They're kind of rough. I made some nice ones.
Okay.
Takes a good while to bend them, darn.
Yep.
You gotta let them set and suffer. Well, I'd say you're about ready for coffee, right?
No, I'm doing fine.
I would be if I was, huh?
I'm doing fine.
I would be if I wasn't afraid my stomach wouldn't take it. You get out here and get lost. Start crying.
Better show Sherry you might make hard at all, don't you, Matt? That's a classic.
This game's just like Blue Trip.
Yeah.
Hey, how long has it been since you had your milk delivered with a face on the bottle? Oh, good, how dusty it is. That damn dryer does that. I'm trying to get me cleaned up this morning. I'm going to do that. I ain't going to do it.
Nope,
I'm
very
good.
Where is it, Pennsylvania?
Now, I'm going to pull something on you here. And when you fall into F on it, you beat, when I'm a blowing this whistle, you beat that thing. It's Kansas City Railroad Blues.
Okay.
Darryl McCumber's about the only man I, and that old man that comes down here, about the only man I tackle it with.
Where's it start off?
C. Kansas City Railroad Blues.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't do that.
Yeah, put it on there. Yeah,
put it down. Do let me just try, experiment just 1 second. We're doing it here. I think I can get the sound.
You play anything C like Dwight? You play C?
One time through, and then we'll try. Let me see what it sounds like here.
Thank you.
respond better.
Yeah. I'd never tackled that with no one but my sister till here about a year ago. I think to myself, I'll pull that on Daryl. And
okay.
You ever hear that before? Kansas City Railroad Blues?
I think I heard you play it one time someplace. Maybe I ripped it with Daryl.
Where'd you learn that?
From Claude Richardson, Larry Richardson's dad. He's an old fiddle player, the man I bought my first fiddle from. Stay right where you're at, son. It's A. There you go.
Let's play Kansas City Railroad Blues, and then I'll take the capo off and we'll play that. Okay?
Play about a bar of that for us.
Okay. Is that all right?
Thank you. Just leave your capo out. We'll do another year.
Poke River Rag or East Tennessee Blues? Or
East Tennessee Blues. Shall we do that? Do one called East Tennessee Blues. Take those hell out.
I like to hear you two guys do rickets.
I ain't worth shit on rickets.
Oh no, I've heard it. Heard it before.
Tell me.
Fisher?
You two want to do it? You two want to do it?
Make a difference.
You back it up.
John Morris told everybody talk about learning tunes off Glenn Smith. Said he never did learn but one off of him. Said a good Eliza Jane, he didn't even like that. John got a lot of them off me.